Health officials are trying to contain the spread of monkeypox in communities across the country, including here in Philadelphia. The city health department and local medical providers have joined forces to get a limited number of vaccines out to high-risk residents. From WHYY's Health Desk Help Desk, Nicole Leonard reports on what we know so far.
The World Health Organization is calling monkeypox a global public health emergency, and an outbreak continues to grow here in Philadelphia. City officials say they've identified about 67 cases so far. Dr. Amy Althoff is medical director of the Partnership Comprehensive Care Practice at Drexel Medicine.
If you have new skin lesions, in particular that are pustular or painful, something you've never had before, and you have had close contact with somebody else, I would say that those are good reasons to call your healthcare provider.
Close physical contact. That's the predominant way this virus is spreading from person to person, health experts say. And that can include cuddling, kissing, sexual activity, or touching something material like bed linens that's been in contact with an infected person. Currently, the outbreak is concentrated in men who have sex with men. Health providers like Althoff are optimistic that existing vaccines can help curb the outbreak. However, current availability is very limited. Philadelphia has so far received more than 2,000 doses from the federal government. It plans to receive about 6,000 more between now and the fall.
If a patient receives the vaccine within the first 4 days of exposure, the likelihood of them actually developing symptoms of monkeypox is reduced.
More than 800 first doses have been administered to residents, either directly through the city or through partner health organizations, the Mazzoni Center, Philadelphia Fight, Penn Medicine, and Drexel's Partnership Clinic. A second dose is required for full immunization, but Dr. Mark Watkins of the Mazzoni Center says one dose offers good protection for the short term.
If we get enough of a supply, then it might be reasonable to give people a second dose. But right now, we need as many shots into arms and at least some protection to try to stop this from becoming a longer-term issue for us.
Health providers are using specific criteria to identify high-risk residents for vaccines. Eligible adults include gay, bisexual, transgender, non-binary, and other men who have sex with men, transgender, or non-binary persons. They must also have had multiple or anonymous sex partners in the last 14 days or believe they've been exposed to a sexually transmitted infection or monkeypox in the last 14 days.
I've been getting messages all day from patients. Hey, I want a vaccine. Sign me up. How do I get a vaccine? So the interest is really strong.
The partnering medical clinics are currently only vaccinating existing patients at the highest risk. Watkins hopes they'll be able to expand access soon.
It's kind of difficult to be put in that position to say that to somebody, you know, you're really not eligible.
High-risk residents who aren't existing patients at one of these medical organizations can call the city health department for any available vaccine doses. However, department officials say because of limited supply, they will prioritize residents who've been exposed to someone with a confirmed case of monkeypox. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.